The Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their summer season this Friday with Charles Ludlam's The Mystery of Irma Vep in the new theater on the ISU campus. I'm George Walker. Our guest is director Sharon Ammon. Sharon, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, George, for inviting me.
You're an active member of the Terre Haute Theater community, an award-winning professor, director of theater for St. Mary of the Woods. Now, last year appeared in the Crossroads production of Neil Simon's The Plaza Suite. Just the title, The Mystery of Irma Vep, seems to hint that things here aren't totally serious. So what kind of a genre is this play?
I think you might call it every genre. It's sort of a self-conscious mix of high and low culture, but the gothic melodrama is the main genre, sort of horror gothic. In fact, we've got in this play a wolf, a man who turns into a wolf, a vampire, a mummy, just about anything you might want in a horror play.
My goodness. Now, at the grocery store, you can buy bread sometimes that's called every seed, in addition to, you know, three seeds, two seeds, and so on. It sounds as if this might go on that shelf, too.
Yes. The overall feeling is very gothic drama, like a parody or a satire. But the characters lapse into other styles constantly, which is part of the fun of it. There's some Shakespeare from Macbeth in it, and a little bit of Ibsen, the father of modern drama. But it works on several levels at once, which I really love that about this play, because anybody can enjoy it in any way. There's so much farce and physical humor, and yet there is a lot of literary references that other people will catch, so it kind of hits everyone.
We're talking with Sharon Ammon, who's the director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater's The Mystery of Irma Vep. Sharon, I've tried to put together the cast and the character list, and the numbers don't match. I've got 8 male or female names, and I've got only 2 actors, and they're both men.
Yes, that's because 2 men play all the parts.
Wow. Who are these 2 guys?
One is Brandon Wentz, who's a professional actor who went to school at ISU and is now completing a Master of Fine Arts in Acting on the East Coast. And the other one is Mark Douglas Jones, which audiences have seen in many plays the past few years, Brandon as well, of course. And he is a professional actor whose headquarters is in Chicago. So they're both just incredibly wonderful people. I've worked with both of them before, and to have the honor and the privilege to direct them is very exciting for me.
Now, if you've got 2 actors playing 8 characters, it sounds as if you, the actors, and the costume department are in real cahoots.
Oh, my goodness. We've got 3 changers, 3 dressers for each change, and there are dozens of changes. And they get closer and closer together so that it's really very comical. One character will go out one door, and before you know it, come right back in the other door as a different character.
Perhaps Velcro ought to be getting a credit on your score.
A lot of Velcro is going to be used, yes.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there's, a werewolf, a vampire, a mummy, and that doesn't begin to mention the characters who are really scary. Tell us who Irma actually is.
Irma was the first wife of Lord Edgar. And now we have the second wife coming in the home, and the first wife's portrait is on the wall, and there's some spooky goings-ons and some hints that she might still be alive, but I can't tell you what happens there. However, if anyone listening has seen the old movie Rebecca, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, based on the Mornay novel, you'll see a little more of that in this, because that's kind of the same setup in Rebecca.
We've been talking with Sharon Ammon, the director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater's The Mystery of Irma Vep. It opens this summer season this Friday in the new theater on the ISU campus. I'm George Walker.